Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Chatmo shenikev shenifkav shenisdak. If the skin on the outside of its nose has a hole in it, or is missing, or is cut, so then that's a real mum. Svaso shenikev shenifkav shenisdak. If the lip has a hole in it, or is missing a piece, or is cut, that is also considered a real mum. Chitov hachitzon shenifkumu o shenigmumu. If part of its front teeth are missing or are, you know, totally blunted out, so they don't stick out of the animal's mouth. Vapnimiel shenakru, or the back teeth are totally gone, so that's also a mum. Rabbi Chanin ben Antigonus omer ein botkin min hamatimos v'lifnim, that we don't do dental examinations from the back teeth and further in on the animal. Af loas hamatimos, not even the molars themselves, because that's too far back for it to be considered a real mum that would pass a lebuchar. Mishnah hey, nifkam azovan. If the area of where the male aver is missing and it's not going to grow back, so o area shal nekeva b'mukdashim, or a part of the female genitalia is missing and it's not going to grow back, so that would pass the animal. Nifkam. Meaning if it's a female, it's obviously not Bechor. We're just talking about it by a Behema that's Hagdish, because you could have the Nekevas that are also Hagdish, just not a Nekeva that's Kedush, is Bechor. Nifkam Hazanav Min Ha'etzem, if the tail is missing part of its bone, Avalo Min Ha'perek, but not if it's missing part of the joint between the vertebrae, Oshaya Rosh Hazanav Maftzil Etzem, if the tip of the tail is peeled off, and therefore you could see bone, it's peeled all the way to the bone, Oshayish Basar Bin Chulyu L'Chulyu Melo Etzem, or there's flesh in between the vertebrae, an etzpa's width of flesh, so that would also be a real mum that would passel a bechor. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we spoke about the mumen of the nose and of the lips and of the teeth, and we discussed how far in you need to examine the teeth. In Mishnah Hey, we spoke about the genitalia for male as far as it relates to a bechor, and for a female as far as it relates to other mukdash, and issues of the tail and the vertebrae, what would qualify as a mum and what would not. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.